bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Say black. All right, welcome to the first Team Internet Cycling Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Daly, and with me today is...
Your anti-host, David Sneed.
Dave is the anti-host. I like it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll probably change the name of this eventually when we think of something cool, but for now, that's what you get. What we're going to do is just kind of do a review of the Tour de France and kind of...
Tour de France.
That's right, Bob Key. And the thing is, cyclists will understand that.
Well, that's one thing.
That they understand about you?
Not about me, just about life in general.
Oh, so now you're coming on the cycling podcast and cutting down cyclists. That's good.
Controversy brings in the ears, man.
What a wonderful way to start the show. First stage, there was no prologue this year.
That's right.
There was instead a time trial, a short one, but not so short as the prologues normally are. Pretty long one, actually, compared to...
Yeah, that is long enough to prove to be quite critical and quite a statement, actually.
Yeah, it really was. Obviously, Dave Zabriskie, first time American, first time in the Tour.
I'm calling him Crash from now on, by the way.
Crash Zabriskie, yeah. We'll get to that in a later stage. Wins the thing, sets the mark real early, and no one could catch him until the very end.
Nope. Darn that Sheryl Crow.
That's right.
He waved at Lance. He pulled his foot up. That cost him the 3 seconds he could have won by one.
So what do you think about Lance starting behind Ulrich?
Oh, and then passing him?
Yeah.
I thought that was fairly significant, as did you, since you called me right as it was happening. Can you believe this?
Are you watching this? Are you watching this? That was pretty sweet. And, of course, Vinokourov makes his statement coming in third. And, you know, I'm sorry. I think Ulrich's done. I think it's Vinny is the only other guy that's got a shot at him.
Well, yeah, because he's proven the last for several years he can't keep up with Lance in the mountains. He's
too
big, turns too big a gear, and just goes, while he goes faster than most people, he just can't compete with Lance's cadence and RPMs.
Yeah, he just needs to get deathly ill, lose half his body weight.
Yeah, exactly.
And learn to spin. Learn to spin. Come on. I mean, they teach it at every damn health club in the world.
I know. Well, during the first stage, every time they cut between him and Lance, Lance looked like he was flying, and Ulrich looked like he was just barely grinding
out. The sausage, John Ulrich. That's my homage to the Cycling Insights podcast. That's
it's the Kaiser.
They call it.
Well, he didn't get too big to fit through a car window, so...
No, yeah, and that's kind of disappointing, because like later with Zabriskie, you don't want to take the lead or beat somebody because of, you know, some quirky little accident.
That's why Lance didn't want to wear the yellow jersey yesterday. Yeah. He didn't like the way he got it.
Yeah,
and not that he likes to have it till right at the end anyway.
Did you hear in the coverage that they told him after that they're going to kick him out if he...
Yeah, that's why
he pulls that again.
Yeah, that's why he went and changed, and it was like, okay, whatever. It wasn't any protest about anything. He just was a sign of respect.
Yeah.
To the other young American.
Yeah, but a lot of that is needling at the other guys. He does stuff like that because you remember a few years back, Marco Pantani busted loose. I forget which mountain, and went way ahead. Lance calls back to the, what's his name, Brunel, and says, "Can I go?" Lets him go, blows by him, gets right to the finish line, and lets Pantani take it. And he says, "Oh, it was a show of respect." But Pantani was pissed. I mean, it was like, "No, don't let me win. That's horseshit." So yeah, I think part of that's his strategy. He does things like that all the time, just to say, "I could have done this. I could have done that."
So he's playing mind games.
Yeah, well, when hasn't he been?
That's true. My favorite moment in cycling ever.
Lance moment, right?
No, not Lance, but just my favorite moment. Look back. How you doing? Okay, I'll be seeing you guys later. Off he goes.
Yeah, and send us some email. Tell us what your favorite cycling moment is. I think my favorite cycling moment is still, I think it was the 89 Tour when Greg Armstrong was 58 second. Greg LeMond.
Got yellow band fever right. over there across
was,
the table
was
from
58
me.
Seconds behind, I know his name.
Laurent Fignon.
Laurent Fignon, yeah, very good.
Not and, bad for someone who doesn't actually ride a road bike.
Right. And does the time trial, first time with the Scott Aero bars. Mm-hmm. They all thought he was crazy, and blows through, wins it by 8 seconds.
Yeah. Actually, I think what it was,
he was 50 behind.
He was 50 seconds
eight.
Behind
right. that's what
finished
it was.
58 seconds behind, ahead.
Yeah.
Faster.
That's it.
And Fignon just couldn't do it at the end.
Because he actually started. That ruined his life. I mean, they.
Well, he was French, and he just lost the Tour de France in the last stage coming into Paris,
right.
which is the last time I ever saw them do a time trial at the end of
right.
on the last
very
day.
Last day. Yeah, it seems like they change all their rules mm-hmm. based on when an American does well.
Yeah, exactly.
like the cap on the team time trial they did last season mm-hmm. because team.
Otherwise, Lance would have won by even more than
right.
Wasn't it a record last year that he won by?
It was. I don't think it was a record.
I thought it was.
No, last year wasn't that.
I thought it was a modern era record.
I think it was the year before was the record.
No, the year before was when he was sick. He got dehydrated in that one time.
Heck, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought this last year wasn't as big as though.
Yeah, we can edit this part out because we're going to drive people crazy.
That's what podcasting is about. It's about, hey, we're not real radio. We're better.
We're better.
We're real, though.
Yeah, like Adam Curry.
Oh, great. Now we got the Adam Curry controversy. I'll never get listed on iTunes. Anyway, let's move on to stage two. Stage two kind of starts a string of sprinters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was just a long ride.
Typical flat stage.
Right.
Some people break away. The peloton lets them go and then reels them back in right towards the end.
And that was the first stage I'd seen in a while, a sprinter stage that had a long, long straightaway.
Mm-hmm.
At
oh,
the
for
end.
A finish?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, none of the rest of them have been that way. All
right.
the rest of them have been disasters waiting to happen.
And all last year, that's what they did. And for the last 2 years, the riders have been up in arms about that. The
mm-hmm.
fact that they always put in a hard 90-degree turn right before the finish line.
Maybe Fignon's the one designing the courses for me.
Yeah.
I was good to model.
I kill all you English.
Sacre-vous. Boo, whatever.
That's right. Anyway, it was a dramatic finish. That was when Tom Boonen pulled it out. And Tor Hushall, I can never say his
Tor
name.
Tor Hushall.
Yeah, whatever.
I could have said it till you just screwed Hushall. It all up, and now it's just hard.
Yeah, I should know. He's Norwegian, I'm Norwegian.
Yeah, spent a lot of time in Norway there.
Yeah, but you're right. Okay, so shut up, Dave. So the overall standings did
sure
not,
you want me to do podcasts?
Did not change. Dave Zabriskie stayed 2 seconds ahead of Lance Armstrong, and beyond that, it really didn't matter.
No, none of these matter till they get to the mountains, unless something disastrous happens to somebody.
Right. Well. We did have something matter a little later.
Yeah. Well, the time trials.
The team time trial, yeah.
All the time trial stages, the mountain stages, and the rest are... they're just there for people to get their green jersey points, basically. Was stage three the team time trial, or was that stage four? No, stage three was another regular stage.
Stage three was another sprinter stage.
We probably should have started doing this after each stage while we still remembered everything.
Oh, yeah, stage. And we will. We will. Or hopefully I'll keep Dave around. Hopefully he won't
He's
get bored.
He's trying to kill me.
You've got to stay. Stage three was another sprinter stage, another victory for Tom Boonen. And I believe they said something like that was the first time in I don't know how long that someone has won two sprinter stages
right.
in a row. And it was quite a while. And that was also the lean.
Was that the lean or was the lean?
I thought the lean was...
No, the lean was the day after the team time trial.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I already forgot.
Because the next day he came back and won the stage.
Stage three.
Which was yesterday.
Yeah, stage six is today.
Yeah, this was stage six today.
Stage six was today.
Stage five. Stage four was the team time
stage
trial.
Stage five was...
Two and three were Boonen and one.
Stage five was McEwen. Stage four...
Was the team time trial.
Was team time trial.
Yeah.
So the lean had to be the day before.
No, the lean was stage five.
That's when McEwen won.
No, McEwen won. Wait.
Yeah. So this was the lean. Stage three, right before the team time trial.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just going by in a blur. Well, today must have been stage 12.
So anyway, stage three was the lean. That was Tom Boonen won his second straight one.
That wasn't so much a lean as just trying to hook a guy with your helmet.
Oh, there's a headbutt, right. Yeah, he just...
Looked like he was looking to him for comfort or
fellow
something.
Fellow Aussie Stuart O'Grady. He just nestled his head right into O'Grady's armpit and like, get out of here. And so he got penalized, and even though everybody got the same time,
I guess it affects your points for the green
right.
jersey.
Well, he won't get any of the bonus for the green jersey or for the finish bonus. So that left Dave Zabriskie in first place, Lance Armstrong in second place, and Bedrogi actually popped ahead of Vinokourov there. That's when Bedrogi was up there. So we move into stage four, which was the team time trial.
That's right. A day that mattered again, and seems to have come rather early in the tour this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm used to it being around 9 or 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year it was
a lot earlier, but talk about exciting. There were like four teams that broke the all-time record for the fastest team time trial ever.
Yeah, all the way up to the end.
Just right after another.
Until the very last one missed it, just by a little.
Yeah, and how horrible is that for Dave Zabriskie? You know, and I personally thought it was very, very wrong for his team to just continue.
Well, gee, they gotta go. They got other riders.
Yeah, but they only needed five to get the time.
Yeah, well, but Zabriskie's not the team leader.
Doesn't matter. He's wearing the yellow jersey. Well, you leave at least one person behind to ride him back in.
Well,
you just show the respect to the yellow jersey.
He was 1.5 kilometers behind.
Still, I mean, they had plenty of riders. They could have, you know, they had 9 riders. They could have left somebody to help out, and he just, you know, the team captain said, no, everybody, leave him. And I think that's pretty cold for a...
And that's why you should go to Team Discovery next year.
That's right. That's exactly why. Yeah, we're going to need some help next year.
Yeah, all this money OLN has sunk into the tour, and the main attraction's leaving. Okay.
Yeah, so that left CSC coming in 2 seconds behind.
CSC and Discovery beat the living crap out of everybody else.
Yeah, they really did. Liberty Seguros came in 53 seconds back.
Yeah. And those two teams had already beaten the old record.
The record. So
that's
how
much
shattered
more
the record.
Yeah.
And of course, remember Phonak again having trouble with the team time trial.
Yeah, cracking one after another, and they managed to finish with 5.
They just barely got enough people across the line.
They started to look like they were going to need to take a bus to get across the line.
And that moves us on to stage number 5. After the team time trial, after Robbie McEwen gets chastised and penalized, what does he do? He comes back.
Wins the stage.
Wins the sprint over Tom Boonen in a very close one. And then let everybody know that he's the better guy by, you know, pointing at himself violently as he went across. Like, I'm like, whatever, Boonen already beat you twice, you know. So, and I was really looking forward to them matching up again today.
Yeah.
That's what it was all set for as we moved into stage 6.
That's right. But no, Mother Nature and retarded tour planners.
Yeah, I guess it's exciting television, because I got on the edge of my seat right when it happened.
That's true.
But again, it's disappointing. The guy that...
the guy who wins it, they're going, who is that?
Right.
Fassa Bortolo rider number...
Yeah, they're all having to scramble and look the guy up, because...
It's like trying to figure out who's at the end of the Rockets bench who never plays.
Him and Vinokourov gapped over to the other guy. I forget his name already. Who was riding and was about to take the victory 20 kilometers from his house.
Yeah.
Goes down. Vinokourov, you know, dabs, takes his foot out. And the other guy that won it, Lorenzo Bernucci.
Bernucci.
Is the one that had gapped with Vinokourov just, what'd they say, 700 kilometers?
It was really close.
Yeah, you know, from the finish line.
The turn was 400. Was not kilometers. 400? Meters.
Meters, right.
Yeah, 700, you know, all the way
1,000 miles.
He was in Florida. That panhandle turned.
Yeah, it was like 400 meters from the finish line. They gapped, and they still had a slight lead over the peloton, so chances are the kid would have got caught, but he goes down. Vinokourov slows down, swings wide. Bernucci slows down, cuts short, and Vinokourov couldn't catch him.
No.
And they were the only two that escaped.
Yeah, for several seconds there.
Right, as the domino effect started. You saw...
Actually, I prefer to call it the Wesson oil effect.
The Wesson oil, right. That's what it looked like.
Someone said, aha!
Yeah, the Hincappy was shaking his head coming out of it. Like, there's more of this happy horse shit, you know? You saw McEwen and Tom Boonen riding together, and they're both obviously disgusted.
Who was the writer that came up to him that Boonen was looking like he was fussing at?
I think he was just describing what happened, because he was going with his arms like in a slid out from under me and that kind of stuff.
Oh, Boonen did go down?
Yeah, both of them went down. And they were just all consoling each other, because it was, you know, they had thought this was their chance again, because there's only four teams that really have good sprinters this year. Boonen's 1-2, McEwen's 1-1. That's pretty much it so far. Mm-hmm. They thought they were going to get another sprint win, because sprinters are pretty much done in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Their tour's over.
Yeah. I mean, so far, what's happened with Baden Cook?
Yeah, he's been nowhere. I mean, and then you look at Ivan Basso. Well, where the hell's he?
Well, he's not really a sprinter, though.
No, but I'm talking about overall. I've already moved on in my head to
wish you'd put a sign up.
But, I mean, you look at all of Lance's main challengers. Mm-hmm. They're nowhere to be found.
Except Vinokourov.
Right. And he's got a minute on him already, and Lance never has a minute. Usually he's 4 or 5 minutes down at this point.
Yeah, well, that's because they put there's been two time trials already.
Right.
World's best time trialist.
Right. Yeah, on world's best team time trial.
Yeah, they've already got those out of the way.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that little fluke of Zabriskie, it really wasn't a fluke. Zabriskie won a time trial at the Giro also. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for that, Lance could have held this thing in his final race from start to finish. The yellow jersey.
Yeah, that probably would have made him uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, they keep saying he might give it away. Right. I don't see how he's going to give it away if the peloton keeps finishing together.
Well, I think
tomorrow's is kind of hilly, right?
So tomorrow's got a little bit of hill. The day after that, we start getting into some mountains, but they're still not the end-of-the-day mountains.
And he's not going to let any of his competitors get ahead of him.
Not the competitors, but some people could get away and get a 10-minute lead, you know, and he'll let them go and lose the jersey.
For a couple of days.
He'll be 6-7 minutes down on them.
Then when it's out,
but these are people
time.
Who are not going to finish, yeah. or finish strongly. So, I don't know, maybe they'll go for the drama, but I find it funny how, you know, I have friends that know I'm into cycling. You know, I'll go to see them and they'll mention, oh, Lance is in second place. Oh, you know, like it's some big, you know, poor Lance, you know, after, you know, the first time.
He's usually
trial.
In 30th by now.
That's what I'm like. He's usually 5-6 minutes down at this point. What do you know, wow, now, you think he can make it?
Yeah.
I obviously have no understanding of.
Because he has the best team.
Yeah.
He's riding like he's a mob boss through that, through the peloton.
Yeah.
Hincappy and everyone else surrounding him.
That's right. Other than that, I do have an update on my Tour de 1/10. And those of you at home can play along. What I'm doing on the Tour de 1/10 is...
cheating.
Listen, I wasn't going to win this thing anyway.
Rampant cheating.
I'm not cheating. It's not cheating. It's
if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's right. I cannot do 2,300 miles.
Maybe you should try the Tour de 100.
Are you kidding me?
You can just sprint down the end of the street real quick. You might win that.
No. So, and I can't compete on a time basis because I go out to ride for 5 miles. You know, if I'm doing for 18 miles an hour, even 20 miles an hour, it doesn't match up. They're averaging over 30 miles an hour.
You gotta go faster. You gotta go faster.
I am a slow white boy. I guess they're all fast white boys because I haven't...
You're twice the man they are. That may be the problem.
That is exactly the problem. Because in
and
my...
I'm three times the man they are.
In my team internet jersey, I look like a lemon drop.
Yes, you do.
And that's my goal, is to not look like a lemon drop. So anyway, what I'm doing is riding 1/10 of their distance. Mm-hmm. And the key is distance, not time. I've done it by time in years past, and I just get blown away.
Oh, you're like 35 hours behind after 3 stages last year?
No, it wasn't 3. It was probably 5, but close. I think I lost by 67 hours or something.
So he decided this year, I'm not cheating enough.
I decided.
This year he's decided to just say, I win, and he's still losing. That's how good Lance is.
No, I've decided, look, how I win is riding. Mm-hmm. I keep riding if I'm not 67 hours behind. So what I've decided is...
God forbid you just get some exercise.
If I finish the mileage for the day...
Can I finish?
I get 10th place. I get the same time as the 10th place rider, mm-hmm. which is nothing in these races. It's the same as the first place rider. Later, that'll be a huge,
yeah, so far, though.
I'll be quite a bit down from the leader. But every mile I go over that, I get to take 30 seconds off my time.
He gets to add 4 hours to his time.
You're just so wrong.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
it.
I answered a forum question politely today. I've got to make up for it on the back end.
That's it. Get on your bike. Let's go.
You made me take my bike somewhere else. I ain't storing that here. You better get rid of that or I'll sell it.
Anyway, after five stages, I haven't done today's stage yet. I'm 5 minutes ahead of Lance. But it won't last.
Yeah, you better go right about 50 miles.
It won't last. Once they hit the mountains, I'm going to have to double my mileage just to stay even with him. But that's the goal, is for me to put in a lot of miles. Not 2,300. But if during this time I can get 230 or 300 miles, that's more than I've been doing.
That's right. Add up to more than you did last year, maybe.
I don't know. I think this is probably the worst year in a while. But anyway, this show is going to be a lot like you're hearing now, just kind of rambling. We're also going to go remote when you'll be meeting Manny the Dark Diver later.
Oh, God.
And we ride together on the weekends, so what I'll be doing is interviewing some people on the trails.
Has Manny actually got a bib yet? A jersey?
No.
Because that'd be funny looking.
That would be funny.
Although I imagine if he's riding as much as you say, he's bound to have lost some weight.
Oh, he has lost weight.
Short little Filipino guy, you know.
I've told him I won't pull out the grandma line on him that he used on me when he dogged me on our 30-mile ride the other day. So I won't go into much detail. But what I will say is we did 18 miles the other day, which I know is nothing, but come on, I'm coming back.
But you're old and fat.
Yeah. We did 18 miles the other day, and
you smoked him?
Let's just say I was feeling pretty good, and other people that I know probably weren't.
Well, you got to get out in that heat. Was he feeling EJ Hotter Than Hell 100 bad?
No, he was not seeing Elvis or any dead relatives or anything like that, and he didn't need an IV.
Because that's a good story.
That's
for
a classic story. We'll have to tell that story later when I have the pictures up.
Yeah, to put those pictures back up. Mama, is that you, Mama?
And what made it was so great was how much smack he was talking beforehand.
Oh, yeah. That always helps.
Anyway, yeah, so we'll do some of that. Manny is really into the technical, the gear aspect, you know, of all the different stuff that comes out. I could really care less about that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I just want to run. So Manny will probably be going into detail about, you know, what Shimano's doing and, you know, all this other stuff.
Who's
going
to translate for Manny?
Well, that's the other thing. He tends to get excited, and he is Filipino, so, you know, you have to pay close attention when he's talking.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the vulgarity.
Yeah, well, I told him he's got to tone the vulgarity down.
That's right.
I mean, there's no FCC here. But
he could inspire one pretty quickly, I think.
That's right. He could bring the FCC to the internet. So hopefully he'll maintain. And that's pretty much it.
No applause?
Oh, I'll add that later.
No thunderous applause. Hello, where's my public?
I'll add in the throngs of screaming fans.
Good, thank you.
Okay, so that's it. I need to go ride.
Yes, you do. And it is.